This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
My name is Doug E. with Jennifer and Victoria on the air with our views on what's happening back to school time. A lot of that conversation in this hour. First, though, a trip to Canada, where the United States of America is going to sue the Canadian store called Pirate Joe's. Pirate Joe has knocked off Trader Joe. And what they're doing is selling Trader Joe's products at Pirate Joe's prices.
Well, sure, pirates are thieves, right?
The district court says the violations occurred in Canada where Trader Joe's has no stores. Company failed to prove that Pirate Joe's affected business in the United States, so they threw it out. Not guilty.
Can you imagine some guy crossing the Canadian border
Pirate
with a
Joe's.
Big old truck pulling up to Trader Joe's, emptying out the store?
Oh, my. Okay, here's some good news. Ready?
Sure, ready.
The six scientists who were for this past year living on the red planet, they were in Mars. On Mars. You didn't even know this was going on, right?
No.
There was a place in Hawaii that was set aside because it was the closest place on Earth to what scientists believe the planet Mars is like. So these six people went in. Remember the biosphere? I'm going to bet that nobody here remembers biosphere.
I remember the movie. Pauly Shore did a movie about it. Yeah.
It wasn't quite the same, but you get the drift.
Right.
The idea was to be in this lockdown for a year so as to see what people would be like. This was more, the first one, the biosphere, was a psychological study. The one for science in Hawaii was just that, trying to figure out what they could grow. It was kind of like Matt Damon, without them knowing that the movie was going to be out while they were in this,
right.
But
his
Matt Damon
potato.
Trying to grow stuff, they used the same sort of things, their own feces and stuff. How can you live on a planet where there's nothing in isolation? So there'd be reports floating around about that all week, I'm going to guess. The time is 10 past the hour. Back to school lunch ideas. May I suggest you go to Pinterest? There are a number of good ideas for those who are trying to figure out what to do for the opening day of school as far as lunches are concerned. See, I never could understand this because there are actually decent lunches that are provided by most school systems. So I remember taking a quarter, and I've never really had, I don't have too many bad meals. I was at the movies last night. And I ordered shrimp. It was in the eating theater, the dinner theater, what do they call it, the dining theater.
Shrimp in a movie theater?
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, we have it, too. We love it.
Why would you even think that that was okay? That's like the time where I literally ordered a crab cake in the bowling alley of the Port Authority and didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Did your shrimp taste like popcorn?
No, it tasted...
Oh, was it popcorn shrimp?
There we go.
That would have been good.
Nah. When we've gone to the movies, we've had salads, or maybe once in a while.
What kind of movie theaters do you guys have?
The fancy ones
that
serve food.
Well, they have new theaters and you serve food in them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still wouldn't have trusted shrimp.
Well, I just was looking around because there was nothing else. I didn't want to have anything fried, but this turned out to be fried, and it was just awful. But it didn't take my mind off Jason Statham getting the bad guys. Which was the important part of being there. At any rate, how did I get off onto that? Oh, talking about school lunches. School lunches. Go to Pinterest. Nose around. By the way, there's a lot of stuff that has changed as of today, including our Twitter account, Facebook account, Instagram. You'll find it's now Twitter at DJV Show.
Show.
Get it, clever? Mm-hmm. Doug, Jen, Victoria, get it? DJV Show, Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. I'm sorry, DJV Show. It'll take me 3 years to shake that up.
Just in time to rebrand again,
Instagram,
right?
Instagram.com. At DJV Show. Anyway, so look for some good back-to-school lunch ideas at Pinterest, and then ideas in general as to how you get your children going to school to feel good. We have that, if you listen to the audio, the video of the day today, the audio from that teacher in Detroit who's starting, it was kind of a cool way to invite fourth graders into his class. Nicely done. If you're starting school, you have a child starting for the first time, or if you've moved over the summer and you're entering a new school, that's got to be a big change, as the especially younger children who have this thing, their security is wrapped around their friendships, right? Maybe that's still the case for a lot of people when they're adults, but to help your child have a smooth transition, the idea is not for you to show anxiety yourself. Oh, my God, what's going to happen at school? No, no, no. Be a parent. Be an adult, for God's sakes. Don't be listening to some of the people who say, oh, this is going to be tough on your child. And you don't say that. You somehow or other, if I were a child, I'm sorry, if I were a parent of a child, I would have taken them to the school, walked around the school a little bit before school started, so they just kind of get a feel as to what it's all about. I think things are different now because there's so much pressure. When I was a kid, well, I went to the same elementary school and junior high school. It was easy enough to find my way around. But there's so much, what do they call it, helicoptering, helicopter parenting.
Yeah.
Parents
yeah.
want to be involved in everything.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, do they have it in your guys' areas where here in a lot of schools, the freshmen in high school and the sixth graders in middle school get the school to themselves on the first day? And then everybody else starts a day later,
yeah,
which is actually really nice because it gives, you know, all those kids are excited and it gives them a chance to walk around and not feel any pressure.
And not be lost. Yeah.
Yeah, and if they do get lost, okay, well, everybody else is lost too. They can find their way. And then the next day when it's much more crowded, you know, there's a lot less pressure. They know where everything
is.
They've already met their teachers.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it's nice, too, because then the other students get an extra day off. So it's kind of a, you know, a plus for everybody.
Yeah. All right, so let's follow the bouncing ball here. Let's keep it positive. Some advice in a moment for parents and children as you move into a new school. Back to school time is 13 after the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 2015 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Benz. Born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back to school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
All right. 17 and a half the hour. Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria trying to get some advice going for those of you who are sending your children back to school and maybe to school for the first time. Do most schools have websites now? I guess I would go there.
Yeah.
I think
they
do, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so
most teachers have Facebook pages now to communicate with their kids. I mean,
really?
This is, we're all online, baby. Come on.
Online. So that way you can take a virtual tour of the school, right, and see where if you can't get there, like we were just talking, some schools are smart enough to have just the new students come in the first day, but that may not be the case with everybody. The schools have dress codes. They still have dress codes, right? Certain
yes.
dress codes.
Like, a lot of sure public schools do optional uniforms now, too.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
How many kids opt for that, though?
A lot. You'd be surprised.
Really? Mm.
Yes, because I think the parents opt on their behalf.
Yeah.
Because it's so much easier.
Would it be considered not cool if you wore, like, a tag with a lanyard or maybe something on, you know, like, "Hi, my name is..."
That was never cool.
Moved here from Baltimore or something.
No,
that.
Come on.
That was, yeah.
No. Yeah, I feel like most kids in school try to blend in as much as possible, and that's a surefire way to stick out.
Doug's offering a lanyard.
Hey, I'm the freshman.
Yeah. I love that Doug started out with, "Is it uncool to wear a lanyard?" Yeah, you just said lanyard and then asked if that was cool. So that should answer your own question.
No. Right. No lanyard.
All right, what about the bus? Bringing your children to the what drives me nuts is I see these parents who bring their children to the bus stop instead of you walking to the bus stop, or even worse than that, kids that could walk that are in the 2 miles on around the school, instead of walking, the parents go to school, leave their cars running, burning up all of that gasoline. In fact, we probably killed how many people just because the parents are going to school to pick up the kids. Have the kids walk home, for God's sakes. What's the matter with that? Do I sound...
Well, I think a lot of parents have some safety concerns.
Yeah.
Child abduction.
Depends on the kids. Depends on the neighborhood.
Some of the parents would probably like to have their kids abducted. So that's...
Oh,
my God.
Well, all right, let's see here. The parent...
This is
they're the ones
that
put a lanyard on their kid that says, "Take one."
Yeah, take one. Free child.
Well, see, what I'm doing is I'm offering alternative ideas so you can come up with a more practical one. I'm trying to make you look good.
Captain Curmudgeon's Back to School Guide. That's what this is sounding like.
Yeah.
Well, Captain, well, but there, you know, on the sort of serious side, I've been reading this treatise about getting rid of the American education system because it's so bad and what would happen. And I was back to figuring out when compulsory education got started in the U.S. It was in 1905. The first schools were required. The reason given were the following. One, to make good people. Two, to make good citizens. Three, to make each person his or her personal best. So we're looking to make good people, that is adults, make good citizens, that is people who participate in the running of the country, and to make each person his or her personal best. How much of those things do you think would come out of our educational system today as a focus? Are we making good people? Is that part of...
We're making wimps is what we're making.
Yeah, we are.
And
thank
that's,
you. And remind me to tell you the story in the next half hour of a perfect example of that, the Framingham football team and program. Let me tell you what happened this past weekend. Making you talk about wimps, Jennifer. My God. Wait till you hear the story. 21 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
New Music Monday. The three trending tunes that I think you'll find appealing. Hopefully that's the idea here. Starting with Britney Spears from the album Glory, her first one since Britney Jean, which came out 3 years ago. She has said she feels Glory is her best album to date. She was all over the place at the Video Music Awards, MTV Video Music Awards last night. She and Rihanna and let's see, who else was the
Beyonce?
Was
the big,
Beyonce
night.
Was the big winner. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see if we like this. Crank this up, Carol, will you? Similar to a lot of her other hits, doesn't it?
Yeah. Did you guys watch the Carpool Karaoke with Britney Spears?
No,
not yet. Okay, so it's great. I mean, you know, it's always fun because of him. And Britney looks great. She looks, you know, totally with it and good. But when they sing the song, it's so funny. She sings so quietly, and he's out there just singing, and he sounds better than she does. It's crazy.
I think she's so used to singing at that level because she lip syncs all the, you know, all of her concerts.
Yeah, she goes, yeah.
Yeah, so I think she's probably just used to that. But I think she can sing.
Really?
She sings better with auto-tune. Yeah.
Well, yeah. All right, so anyway, we're trying to promote, we're trying to get people excited about Man on the Moon. Britney Spears, number one of three on New Music Monday. So number two belongs to Florida Georgia Line, Jen. Dig Your Roots. From the album of the same name, follow up to their first album, Anything Goes, that was a couple of years ago. The new album shows a deeper side of Florida Georgia Line as they present a more mature sound. And they had some production assistance here from Ziggy Marley on this album. Can you hear the influence? Crank this up, Sarah. Song.
story. Yes?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. All right, number three feature from New Music Monday, Barbara Streisand. Is that how we pronounce it? She's been correcting everybody lately.
Streisand.
The best thing that has ever happened. This is Alec Baldwin singing. Crank this up.
That has happened to me.
Language.
Ever.
Sorry. Huh.
When did I have this much happiness happen to me? Never.
I can't believe my luck. And all I can do.
Very clever idea.
Is be the best thing that's happened to you.
The album is Encore. Movie partners sing Broadway.
What do you say we just stay?
So what do you say we just stay?
What do you say we just stay?
Alec Baldwin is quite talented, I think. I quite like him.
Yeah, and get smashed.
And make lots of different
on
ways.
The beach and stare up at the moon.
I didn't know he could sing.
I didn't either.
I don't know why I'm continually surprised, because it seems like everyone in Hollywood, whether you have singing roles or not, can sing.
Yeah. All right, there's also a Seth MacFarlane duo on this. Melissa McCarthy sings with Barbara Streisand, Hugh Jackman, Jamie Foxx, Chris Pine, Antonio Banderas, joining for duets of their favorite Broadway tunes. I think this is very, 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 very clever. My hat is off to her. I've always thought she was good. She's a little whacked out, you know, generally speaking, but
a little whacked out.
But she's got what it takes. People love to go see her, man, I tell you. 28 past the hour.
Sorry.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues.
Hardly appropriate for the morning. Whiskey in the morning? Come on. Who drinks whiskey in the morning?
Jennifer doesn't. Victoria doesn't. Who does?
Or do
somebody.
Somebody probably does, right? High school is back in sessions. Pictures on Twitter at DJV Show or Facebook / DJV Show. Go to the new website, DJV.com. That's for Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria starting off we're sort of coordinators. We have been working on this all year, and we knew we planned it this way so that we would have our new website and some of the new things that we're putting together to coincide with starting the fresh new year at school. A lot of people sending in notes, comments. What do you do? Here's Katrina who says, go back every year as a fresh start. Head into it with an open mind and be excited to meet those new teachers and the new friends. Let's see here. Here's a guy named Prince. No, I'm guessing no relation. My advice for anybody going into this year is to stay motivated by having goals and objectives. Make sure you have those and you'll stay focused and you'll stay passionate about what you're doing. You'll have something you want to aspire to and achieve through the school year. I think that's good advice for high school students. I don't see motivate? How do you motivate a first grader like that under the circumstances? Or how do
First graders are kind of self-motivating. They're excited to go to school.
Oh, yeah. Very excited. What do you remember, all of you, Jennifer, starting with you, about the most remembered of all of the first days in school? Which one do you remember most?
Probably the first grade. I remember I had my uniform on for the first time, and I remember walking into the hallway and smelling the smell of the school, which, by the way, it still smells the same when I walk in there,
yeah.
And seeing the big, gigantic hallway, which is very teeny tiny to me now.
Isn't that so funny how that always happens?
Uh-huh. But I very vividly remember walking in and being kind of, because my mom could only walk to the door, and then I walked in down the hallway, and I remember just sort of being, you know, that fear, the scary thing, but the excitement in a good way. I mean, I just remember that day probably the best of all the years that I started out.
Cool. What about you, Victoria?
I've had a lot of good, you know, first days of school, but the one that sticks out the most that we still talk about in my family is I went to my first day of preschool, and I was a very serious kid. Like, I wanted to take a briefcase instead of a backpack to school. All of that has changed in my life as I've gotten older. But my mom, I remember being in the car, and my mom, we pulled up in front of the school, and she said, before she could get out to get me, like, I got myself out of the car seat, and I was out the door. And so he was like, honey, wait, do you want me to walk you in? I said, nope, I got it, Mom. See you later. And I just put my hand up as I walked away, and it made her very sad.
Bye, Mommy. Bye, Kara, what do you remember?
Yeah, mine is actually, I guess it was fifth grade, but it wasn't because it was, like, the best one. I was really upset because you found out who your teachers were the first day when you'd show up, and everybody would line up outside, and then they would call your name, and you would go with that teacher. And there was a teacher that was, like, the younger one that was supposed to be fun, and everybody wanted her, and I didn't get her, and all my friends did, and I was really upset. But the best thing is the teacher I ended up getting was one of the best teachers I've ever had in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So, just goes to show the first impressions don't really matter all that much. But fourth grade is pretty awesome. My dad drove me to school on his motorcycle.
Cool.
What a good start to the year, yeah?
That's pretty nice.
School for like a week.
All right. So schools have started here today in Framingham, my hometown. And the controversy about the beginning school actually started last week when the superintendent of schools got fired. He was a boob and should have been never hired in the first place, but it took him 3.5 years to actually, in a change in leadership at the school board level, to get rid of this guy. He made a mess of things, including setting this tone that I can't describe any other way. Rich used to call it the wimpuses, I don't even say the word, wimpifying America. So here's what happened. At practice last Friday, football practice, they got 45, 50 kids that have tried out. How many kids are on the squad? 9? How many do you need to play football? I don't know.
Football teams 11. Are normally pretty big.
Are they?
Well, yeah, anyway. They've got their offense and defense and then like 40,000 other
teams.
People that,
right.
You know,
okay.
Actually need.
By the way, so it sounds right that there would be 40 or 50 people out practicing scrimmaging, right? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they have in one of the fields has quasi-artificial turf on it. And the coach is asking the players to go out and do something which created a burn on the palm of about a dozen of the students.
Okay.
And so one of them went home, showed his mom, look what happened at practice, and mom got all excited and called a couple of other moms, and yep, sure enough, some of the other kids had these burns, so they called the superintendent's office. What are they doing to my children at football practice? Their palms are burned. So into action goes the administration, and they call for an immediate investigation of the football program. They shut it down and put the coaches on administrative leave until they investigate. The first game of the season was supposed to be Saturday, a scrimmage. Cancel that. This made news all over the state because 12 kids had a little burn about an inch around on their palm. So
what
they
was
called
it from, though? What
it was
the
from
burn
rubbing
from?
Their, as they were pushing the sled along.
Oh,
you know how you
okay.
do that? You just push the,
sure.
the sled to build up your calves and your
right.
thighs and stuff. And as they did that, it was close to this turf, and or so however the instrument works. So they rubbed their hands on the turf, and they got a little bit of a burn. So now they have shut down the school's athletic, the football program. And so over the weekend, there were pictures and videos posted all over the place of the kids who are supporting their team. But can you imagine, I can't imagine when I was in school, maybe you, kids would break their arms, for God's sakes, in practice. And, get tossed from one side of the field to the other. And, okay, that's part of practice. So
it's we've really so wussified our kids.
My
though.
God. Everything's
my mom, who is, believe me, my mom is a loving maternal soul who will be voting for Hillary Clinton. This is not like a political statement by any stretch. But this weekend, we were talking about college, going back to college, and she goes, I just can't believe it. Because now, on college campuses, there are these safe spaces. And if you're having a conversation with someone and you think something might be controversial, you have to, issue a trigger warning, saying, okay, this might trigger some people so that they can prepare themselves. How are we getting people ready for the real world? And my mom brought up the great point. She said college was supposed to be like the best part of college was to be able to hear viewpoints other than yours.
Face, well, that's what I said. University of Chicago, I think, has the right idea, and I'm sure some people will get upset about it, but they're the ones who are saying, look, we're not going to do trigger warnings and we're not going to do these safe spaces because you're supposed to be able to go to college and discuss things you don't necessarily agree with so you can learn stuff and go out and actually deal with it in the real world instead of, hiding from
safe
whatever
zones.
Experience you've had.
And Michael Bloomberg, who I think actually was a speaker last year at the University of Chicago, he feels the same way, and he said that's the point. The real world is other people's opinions, and you have to learn how to process that and how to not lose your mind if someone says something that you don't agree with.
Well, look at what happens when people, when I say something, and how often do I say something controversial? I mean, really. What did I say today that was controversial, other than the business about religious garb and Catholics and their habits on the beach with the...
Well, I think your most controversial comment would have been some kids should walk to school because some parents want them to get abducted.
Oh, yeah, that would work. Good job, Victoria. Yes, good memory.
Okay, that might have been it. So, but I mean, think about the things, and I get thrown off of radio stations for saying stuff like that or get complaints from people. That's what we're here to do is have, this isn't a controversial program at all. Have a little bit of controversy here and there, maybe a little bit of the different viewpoints to stimulate you. Instead, people say, shut that guy off. I don't want to hear what he has to say. Or somebody on Facebook will say, that guy is so stupid, he never says anything that I agree with. So what the hell are you listening to the program for?
That's my
what
favorite.
The heck are you listening to the program for? Yeah. Thank you very much. 44 past the hour more. Actually, I think we ought to get into the Zika zone in a moment. Yep, into the Zika zone next.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I watch dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet, I am DM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for this kind of phone. Subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Plus taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Prohibited network use rules apply, and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
46 past the hour. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria taking on the Zika Zone.
Dun-dun-dun.
The Food and Drug Administration today will issue emergency authority to the drug maker Roche. The normal approval channel takes 2 years, but they're going to skirt that because the Zika virus has moved elsewhere, spreading to America. And therefore, the United States, with 2,517 Zika cases so far, 29 of them acquired locally in Florida through Zika mosquito bites, the rest brought in by travelers. 9,000 cases have been reported in U.S. territories, mostly in Puerto Rico. So now the FDA says, remember last week, listen to this. For those of you who were absent last week, you didn't get this. The ZBA, good Doug, this is on my mind, the local zoning board. The Zika virus was deemed over. So because the drug people say it takes 2 years to get this stuff to market because of all the FDA testing and blah, 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 blah. What's the point? Because by the time we get this, the Zika problem's going to be over. So now they've changed their mind because Roche said, oh, we've done so much work on this. Let me show you what we've done. We can get rid of Zika tomorrow if you give us the opportunity to sell this stuff. So the ZBA, FDA says, well, maybe we'll consider it. And then today, over the weekend, they studied it. FDA says that the emergency use authorization comes as a result of a public health emergency. So we're going to let Roche sell unapproved medical products because they're needed. Okay, how much confidence does that give you? And handling this. I think I'll pass on this and build up my immune system. Thank you. I would suggest that would be the way to handle it for all of you and stay away from any Roche. It's called the Cobas 6800 testing system. Using it on, they have a blood center in Puerto Rico where they're using the Zika virus directly on the blood. It came out of people who had Zika. And seeing if they can get rid of it that way. Oh, I think I'd pass.
The weird thing, though, is that they're saying in the Wall Street Journal that 80% of people who contract the Zika virus experience no symptoms.
Yeah.
But does that mean, I mean, obviously it's still in your system.
Yeah.
So are we going to start seeing babies surprisingly being born with microcephaly, and even though the mother's never had any symptoms?
It passes out of your system in 2 to 3 weeks. So,
no, but only if you're pregnant.
I think they can test
if you're pregnant.
I think they can test the fluid, the amniotic fluid, specifically for that sort of thing. Right?
Scary.
Here I am,
Doug.
I know
you're Doug,
microbiologist.
Reporting for duty.
One more thing that makes this program so credible: 10 minutes before the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Masterpieces on the radio this morning. Music from The Godfather 2. We're going to talk about Robert De Niro and some of his best performances. This may be one of them. Was his performance in Stone, Hands of Stone, was that one of his best performances? That's this weekend, yes. I chose not to see that movie, but to see Jason Statham using all of his body instead of just his hands. But we'll talk about the De Niro performance there and the box office totals. Which movie did the best? Up here next with our movie man, Chuck Curry.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Chucker has the list of box office totals. First, though, let's talk about Robert De Niro and what you deem to be his best performances, Chucker.
Well, I do a weekly podcast, which you could find on your website. And this week, me and my buddy Mike, who's a DJ in Indiana, I'm just giving him a short plug there, Doug, don't mind. We did top ten Robert De Niro performances. And my number one, without a doubt, was Godfather 2, where he played young Vito Corleone. Won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for Without Speaking a Word.
Is that where he uses the baseball bat to get... No, that was...
That's the Untouchables.
That was it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I think his best performance is Godfather 2. He's had many. Believe it or not, my number two best Robert De Niro performance, I went with Awakenings, where he starred opposite Robin Williams in that Penny Marshall movie. I'm a huge fan of that film. I like Robert De Niro somewhat understated. That's why we both liked the movie The Intern last year, where he co-starred opposite Anne Hathaway. I thought that was a really nice De Niro performance. And it's good to see him get away from the stuff where he always plays the heavy... You know, mafia type guy in Goodfellas or Casino, which are both on my top 10.
See, one of my favorite roles that he ever played, he was a supporting role as a priest in Sleepers, and I thought
that's
he was phenomenal
really good
in that.
That's a really good movie, too.
Yeah. You also meet the parents. I mean, he was phenomenal in that movie.
He
practically made it.
You know what's interesting, and I gave this thought. He gave a printed interview that I read, and you know, us as fans, as movie fans, the way we look at actors is very different than the way actors or actresses look at themselves. He actually said in a printed interview that he's actually still glad he's in the game, and I would have never looked at a guy like De Niro as saying something like that, but I guess that's the way at this point he thinks of himself, which is amazing considering his career has been iconic, to say the least.
All right, what do we have for box office total? Chucker, any surprises?
No big surprise, although August is the dog days of summer at the box office. A horror movie, number one, Don't Breathe, got good reviews. People came out who liked this genre. A very solid $26 million in business. The number one opening of Screen Gems in their history of release. Number two, Suicide Squad, holding up fairly well week after week now. 41% drop off, $12 million, $283 million a full week, $635 million worldwide. The animated movie Kubo placed third. $8 million, $25 million in 2 weeks. Sausage Party, number four, $7.1 million, $80 million in 3 weeks. A good thing here for the studio, just $19 million to produce. And your favorite film of the year, Mechanic Resurrection, ran out the top five, $7.5 million. On a scale of 1 to 10, Doug, what do you give it? Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
Seven-ish, seven. Yeah, about a seven. I mean, it's exactly what you'd expect from a Jason Statham, whatever his name is.
Statham.
Yeah, that too.
Him too.
There's nothing that happened there that you wouldn't expect. There's just another reason for him and Guy Ritchie to...
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.